say good morning. And 2 weeks ago discussing the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, and I'd like to just continue with that. But before we start, this is Rabbi Mandelbaum in the introduction to his sefer on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah brings a few zayars, which talks about how b'shas Kriyas HaTorah it's a maimon Har Sinai. It's like you're standing by Har Sinai, and he uses it to explain why one's not supposed to speak and supposed to stand with a certain fear, a fear of that the Rabbi Shlom is giving us the Torah and excitement to accept the Torah. But I saw that some others write based on this Zoya that just like by Kabbalah Satorah, there was a refuah Rashi brings down that anyone who had a weakness, a sickness, he got healed by Maimon Har Sinai. So too, if someone really recognizes this and believes that at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, it's a Maimon Har Sinai, and he's standing by Har Sinai, accepting the Torah from the Rabbanu Shleilah, he'll also be zeichah to these refuahs. So it's a tremendous segula in working on our respect and our being there at Kabbalah Satorah, at each Kriyas HaTorah. So we mentioned that when the person who gets the Aliyah goes up to the Aliyah, if he's called by the Gabbai, so he goes up and he goes the shortest way to the Bima. If the both ways are equal, so you go to the right. And when he gets to the Bima, he holds the Torah with two hands. He first opens it, looks to see where the Kriya is going to be from, at least to know that it's open to the place where the Kriya will be. And then, and some have the minute actually to the touch with the talus, but you have to be careful not to rub out the letters and hold the two Atzei Chaim as you're making the bracha. And then either close your eyes or turn to the left or turn to the right, turn away, or some have many to close the Sefer Torah afterwards at the time making the bracha. And he says Baruch. When the Kal answers Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, they should be standing. By the bracha is the Kal could sit, or by the Kriya the left is sit. But again, we find that the Raman, the Bach, bring down the Indian of standing by Kriyas HaTorah because of this Indian of Maimon Har Sinai. That's the Indian of standing. But the Baal Kair himself and the one that gets Aliyah should be standing. And that's the reason for the mini, that there always should be by the Bima three people. Also at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, should always be three people standing by the Bima during Kriyas HaTorah. Like, it's like a Maimon Har Sinai. And therefore, the Baal Kair stands in the middle, the Oila on his right, and the Gabe on his left. And when the Baal Kair gets Aliyah, so then someone else stands on the side if there's no one else standing there. So now he holds on to the two Amudim, the two Atzei Chaim, and he makes the brachas. And then b'shas the Kriya, he removes his left hand and continues to hold with the right hand. The Baal Kair begins to read, and the Oila reads with him quietly. If the Baal Kair is reading too quickly, you don't have to read. It's not ma'akev. One doesn't have to read, but if he could read quietly without disturbing the Baal Kair. That's good. After the reading, when the Oila says the bracha of Ashenas Alonu Torah Emes, he should raise the Torah a little, referring to the Torah Ashenas Alonu Torah Emes, this Torah. And the Baal Kair should stand during. There's a minute to close the Sefer Torah between Aliyahs during the Kaddish at the end of the Kriya and the Mishaberachs that they say on Mondays and Thursdays, or other Mishaberachs between the Aliyahs if they say Mishaberach. So then, since it takes a little more time than just calling up the next Oila, so then the meaning is to cover the Sefer Torah. Besides closing it, also to cover the Sefer Torah. Now, so when the Sefer Torah is open, to talk, even in Torah, between Aliyahs, if they're saying Mishaberach, since extending the time, so then even though there may be Malkum to be lenient with Divrei Torah, however, the minig is also between Aliyahs not to talk. One can learn Torah by themselves, but not to discuss Torah with the one next to them. It's also this issa to leave the room during Kriyas HaTorah, but between aliyahs, if you have a good reason, it's permissible to leave. Yeah.
What comes first on like Monday and Thursday, the Kaddish or Goma?
So if you it's a good question, which you're jumping already, but I'll answer it now. The question was when the third aliyah gets on Monday and Thursday, and he has to make a goyma, when should he make a goyma? So if he got the aliyah, so then he makes a goyma after his bracha. But if it's someone else, they wait until after the kaddish. Okay, during the kriya, the Bakari stands and the listeners may sit, like we said. However, there's an inyan to stand. After the Ayla says the final brachas, he stands on the side. He stands on the side until the next Ayla comes and makes the brachas and they read the kriya. Then while the next Ayla is making the brachas after the kriya, then you walk back to your seat. The reason for this is so that when if you're going to be walking back right away, during the kriya, you may miss hearing the words of the Kriya Satayra. Therefore, you stand on the side to hear the Kriya Satayra. Okay, Mirat Hashem, next week we'll go through the din of Hagba and Galila. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.